Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Hypnosis Narration. This file will begin with an introduction, as most hypnosis-type content starts with explaining what is about to happen in the following minutes. As we observe the different words being spoken and carefully chosen, you might notice your focus shifting from the outside world to my voice. As the subject is listening, it might notice that listening to this voice, to these words, is relaxing, and that each different pace, the rhythm within the words and the sentences, allows for a certain comfort to occur. Hypnosis is often combined with other relaxation methods, such as meditation or progressive relaxation. Even though they are technically also forms of hypnosis, they are more easy to digest for most people. Unrelated to how it begins or where you are now, it is fascinating to observe the changes occurring in a subject when participating in trance. The first step can be to take a nice, deep breath, which helps with preparing the body for relaxation. Taking in a deep gulp of air, letting it rush through your body and relax. Your unconscious at this moment is simply preparing for a state of suggestibility, being more open, similar to concentration or losing yourself in the moment. Being hypnotized is a completely natural state. What's very fascinating is that the more we get into this, and the more the subject is lost into the words and the sentences that seem to weave in and out of attention, the more easy it is to let them all slide along your unconscious and past your conscious mind. And yet, there seems to be a game of your conscious mind to attempt to comprehend each sentence, and in doing so, figuring out what to do or not to do, unless there is too much to take in. The second way in which hypnosis is very fascinating is that it allows for concentration to occur without any effort. And the third thing about hypnosis that is incredibly interesting is that you've already forgotten the first and are feeling yourself relax right now as you try to remember that which has already faded from your mind. You fall even deeper into a state of trance. Here we can observe the subject slowly sighing and relaxing into a state of hypnosis. Whether they are aware or unaware of the changes in their mind, they will happen nonetheless. Most beautiful is when those changes are embraced, and the relaxation the subject feels is welcomed and spread through every part of their body, almost floating into a sinking depth up into nothingness. Now But before we discuss what is left of the subject's mind, we can dive right in to the emptiness that is spread everywhere else. While the fullness of that emptiness is almost palpable, the presence of the absence of thought can be a calming sensation. And right on the left side, something is left right there. As you shift through the shifting sands, the subject finds itself slipping ever deeper into a beautiful, relaxing state of trance. What's especially nice is that as time goes on, we can observe the changes in their body, sinking down, muscles relaxing, sometimes little shocks or shivers as muscles find themselves letting go of more than they think. Eventually, the body settles in a position that is comfortable, allowing natural, unconscious shifts to occur if more comfort could be achieved with minimal effort. Another fascinating detail is that once such comfort has been achieved, not only does the body relax, but so does the mind. A beautiful, empty silence tends to spread from thought to thought until the tiniest drifting ideas have been overwhelmed by the full emptiness of trance. You might find it just as incredible as the subject that once you drift deeper into trance, that calmness becomes as easy as breathing. Going in and out of trance without even knowing. There can be little moments of awareness where one could wonder about leftover thoughts and stray ideas. One might even imagine a little moment of awareness, a little wake, if you will, where the mind is momentarily activated while the body remains wonderfully relaxed. And before the subject is fully aware of what is happening, another nice breath allows it to sink back down into nothingness again. From here, all it takes is some encouraging words, sometimes in the forms of a phrase or trigger, that allows the subject to respond, feeling like it is permitted or asked to go back down into trance. One of these words, one that I personally find quite appropriate for the situation, is drop. It's a really nice sensation. This concept of being allowed to let go, dropping your responsibilities, your thoughts, your everything, for a little moment. One can only imagine how nice it would feel for the subject to respond to that trigger word with such depth and relaxation. relaxation. Drop. What is also fascinating is that often these words are tied to a single person or voice. And knowing that it is appropriate or possible for the subject to really let go. Hypnosis is an absolutely fascinating state where the subject can let go in a manner where the openness to suggestion creates some intense reactions. For example, if one were to suggest a wave of relaxation to occur, the subject could then feel this wave passing through and over its body, and each wave is like another call for more relaxation, almost pulling it deeper into trance. How much or how deep this wave can be felt varies per person. I am sure this subject is perfectly aware of the unawareness of each wave passing through its body. And just like that, another word is linked to a sensation where a drop allows it to sink deeper. The wave allows it to relax more. A little wake would call the subject back to awareness, making it listen to this voice, following the narration of the hypnosis with patience and comfort. Then, of course, a drop could be called again, and a subject would fall even deeper, responding to a process called fractionation, where each wake, followed by another drop, is like practice of trance, allowing it to quickly deepen in an enjoyable way. So drop, the subject can hear the hypnotist say, wave, as they experience more sensations of relaxation spreading through their body. As they follow this introduction into an induction and enjoying the narration of their own experiences combined with a story. A drop is sometimes as easy as a word, and the subject has heard it pretty well. Now, as time continues, at some point it will be time to wake up again. Some subjects slip into an even deeper state of trance when they are reminded that at some point waking has to occur. The hypnotist might choose this moment to implement a very nice suggestion, one that could help the subject enjoy hypnosis even more, perhaps even wanting to explore. The suggestion is given in subtle words that are woven into other sentences. At times the subject is aware of these sentences, at other times the effect passes straight into the subject's unconscious, creating a wonderful unawareness of these ideas. From here, it is merely a matter of a count up to give the subject's mind some time to recover itself from whichever depth it is currently at. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And as the hypnotist welcomes the subject back to awareness, reality reasserts itself, and after maybe some stretching of the subject, some blinking and looking around, the subject has returned to awareness. And at times a simple wake is sufficient, at other times the count up does help. I hope you enjoy the journey. Thank you for listening.